Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we shall read from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 8. So before I cite the invocation, you may consider asking more questions so that this helps me to serve you better. Because I may be speaking on something that may be relevant. But what is more relevant is if you want to know something, that's more relevant. So if you have questions, you can ask. Do they have a sheet of paper? Have a question board?
Yeah, we just the same.
You're not shy. Do you have a question?
We have a mic. Do we have?
You want to ask a question? You know everything. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 8. Parivranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. A translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear a millennium after millennium. So the purport is about 2 pages. I'll just read the last 2 paragraphs of the purport. There are various kinds of avatars, such as the Purusha avatars, the Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Shaktavesh avatars, Manvantara avatars and Yuga avatars, all appearing on schedule. You say schedule? Okay. All appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees who are very anxious to see Him in His original Vrindavan pastimes. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy His unalloyed devotees. The Lord says that He incarnates Himself in every millennium. This indicates that He incarnates also in the age of Kali. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, a congregational chanting of the holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly, but not directly, in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as the Upanishads, Mahabharata, and Bhagavata. The devotees of Lord Krishna are very much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but delivers them by his causeless mercy. Om Jnana Timidan Vishya Jnain Jnana Shalakaya Shavan Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Adati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
The word prema that is used and quoted and spoken about in the scriptures, that means love in a simple term, a simple definition. We do not find anywhere, whether it's in the Vedic scriptures or whether it's in the Bible, or whether it's in the Quran, or whether it's in the Torah, or other bona fide scriptures. We do not find that this word prema is related to different names or incarnations of God. For example, the term prema is not related to Allah prema in the Muslim or Islamic tradition. This word prema is not there in relation to Allah. This word prema is not really in relation to Jehovah or Christ. This word prema or love is not in relation to Lord Shiva. There's no such thing as Shiva prema. It's not mentioned anywhere. It's not in relation to Durga Prema. You don't hear such a word in the scriptures, Durga Prema, no. And for that instance, we come closer and closer to the immediate expansions and incarnations of Krishna. We do not find this term prema or love in relationship to Narayan or Vishnu. You do not hear the term Vishnu prema or Narayan prema. It's not there. It's not there. Or you do not find this word love or prema in relation to the Leela avatars of the Lord. There's no term as Lord Ramachandra prema. You don't find it anywhere. There's no term as Nishinga prema or Vamana prema or Varaha prema. You don't find it. And the closest expansion, the very first expansion, is the elder brother of Krishna. What is his name?
Balarama.
So there's no such thing as Balarama prema. This word prema is only attributed to one personality. Krishna prema. Nitya Siddha Krishna prema. Sadhaka Bunai. Ashtava Nadi Nisudachit Karaya Hudai. So this word love and its functionality of loving the term prema in its functionality of existing eternally is called bhakti. Bhakti means to engage in devotional service. So that is only and exclusively in relationship to Krishna. Krishna prema. Now, any other activity separate from being in relationship to Krishna is business. Is business. In other words, I come to a temple. I go to a church, I go to a synagogue, I go to a mosque to do a business with God. Srila Prabhupada used to quote, you know, "Our Father, give us our daily bread." You know, hallowed be thy name. Was this business. Because Srila Prabhupada also used to quote that the elephant is not praying for daily bread, but it gets its tons of grass to eat without doing business. Similarly, people go to the temple on Dhanam Devi and Janam Devi. Sundarin Devi. You know what that means. You know, give me a house by the sea and a color TV. Well, now it's different. No more color TV. So it's business. It's business as usual. In the aspect of love, there is no tinge. There's no even slightest feature of the motivation of getting back something in return for one's prayers to the Lord. Nothing is there. Therefore, Savaya Pursan
Parodharma. Dharma, Parodharma. So Paradharma, Dharma indicates that the ultimate occupation, the ultimate necessity, and the ultimate need or the ultimate craving of the spirit soul is this Parodharma. Anything else less than that is not love. So I prove some Parodharma. What is Yato Bhakti Adokshiji? In other words, it is a devotional, a service, Bhakti Adokshiji. And the adhikar, or the eligibility of the consciousness of such a practitioner, or such a person who is rendering devotional service, is a yutiki apratyata. There's no feature of any type of motivation, both spiritual motivation and material motivation. You can be motivated spiritually, and you can be motivated materially, or in between. So a yutiki apratyata. And such a conviction of engaging in devotional service has no interruption. It is a continuous yutiki apratyata. And that in and of itself alone, and nothing less than that, is yayatma suprasivati. In other words, that alone only, in its sense of purity of consciousness and its sense of the purity of the nature of engaging in the activity of devotional service, brings a yayatma suprasivati, brings a great joy to the soul to be fully nourished and fully satisfied. Yayatma suprasivati. So therefore, people in general, they do not find any satisfaction, even religiously or even spiritually, simply because there is some tinge, even in the faintest way, there's some tinge of some self-motivation for one's own sense gratification, whether it's gross or subtle. So long as that is there, there's not going to be any tangible nourishment or satisfaction for long. Right. So long as that is there. So this can only be a fully nourished and ever satisfied eternally, only when one comes to Krishna. Not Krishna's expansions, not his incarnations, or not other bona fide names of God. Only when one comes to Krishna. So therefore, how to purify one's inclination or tendencies towards coming to Krishna without any motivation or whatsoever. How to do that? For some, if they are lucky, it may take a few lifetimes. For others, if they are somewhat less lucky or fortunate, it may begin to realize on them after many lifetimes. Therefore, manusana sahasrasya, because chariyati kisi. In other words, only the most fortunate, only the most fortunate who are blessed and who receive the mercy unconditionally, unknowingly to them in many circumstances, can come to this point of actual purity without any motivation or whatsoever. So one has to be blessed. One has to receive the mercy of personalities who are situated in that nature of consciousness, of purity, is the force. On the basis of this Ayutthaya Pratyata, no motivation whatsoever, and uninterrupted, that means no break, irrespective of being provoked by material circumstances, irrespective of challenges, irrespective of difficulties, irrespective of problems by one's own mind and senses, and irrespective of one's material desires. One has to come to that point. So one has to be blessed or sneered by the dust, by the instructions, and by the association of those who are situated on that path of purity. Like, for example, in our midst, we see several devotees. I believe I heard from the announcement you're traveling from Salt Lake City, isn't it?
Well, we actually travel constantly, but we're based in Kansas City.
So they're based in Kansas City, but he says they travel constantly. That means a pratyata, no break in between. In other words, they have an eligibility to be situated on the path of purity. So it requires that. It requires that. That they are not being paid as such devotees who are here. Based in Kansas City, but on the transcendental, as sometimes we could say, Krishna has his eternal transcendental roadshow. So they are that roadshow. In plugged in the consciousness of Krishna and giving Krishna consciousness to others, especially about distribution.
Yeah.
Yes. So therefore, such personalities are not easy to find. So if you find such an association, do not hesitate and do not even waste a moment to get there. At least if you cannot speak to them, get their gloves. And you'll be well on your way to be blessed on the path of becoming purified. So we'll leave more time for some questions, comments if you have. Because I believe I have to conclude in about 10, 15 minutes. Anyone? There is one hand up here.
Yeah,
there's several hands up, but let's give a chance to the others. Okay, you come for the first time. Oh, I have noted your hand. Please.
I came for the first time, and I have a question which is rotating in my mind for several days. To attain this purity and to come close to the God, does one have to be forgiveness in his nature or nature to go close to this God?
Which God are you speaking about?
This, the ultimate God, that is Krishna.
How do you know it's Krishna?
Because I have been chanting his name since like childhood, so I know his ultimate path to me.
What name have you been chanting?
Shri Krishna.
Tell me the full name.
I just remember Shri Krishna.
Okay. So that is the name of Krishna, Shri Krishna. But when you say Shri Krishna, it denotes intimacy. Intimacy?
Yeah.
It denotes a sense of closeness, which is very nice. At the same time, we want to call upon Krishna to come to him. So there is a prayer that we call upon Krishna in the form of a sentence. You speak to him. So do you know that mantra? That is called the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now is that more familiar to you? So can you repeat after me two words at a time?
Yeah.
Say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ah, yes. Please give her a chance. Say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I think you can do it. Yeah, you have to call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Now, can you repeat two words at a time so that we all will now follow you?
Yeah.
So you become our leader. Okay. So you repeat two words and you can go slowly. Now sometimes due to, you could say, being nervous, the words may get mixed up. So don't worry. We can understand that, you know, we are requesting you to lead us, but you may be not uncomfortable, but you know, always telling me to lead anyone. So you take your time. So you tell us two words at a time, loudly, and then we will repeat after you. Tell us.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. So when you chant that mantra, that is all. That is all. Just by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which you have received from me, and you have given to everyone else, and they receive from you. So you are in between. You are receiving and you are giving. So you are sandwiched, transcendentally. So it is a wonderful thing that if you can commit yourself to spend time with Krishna. And especially you can spend time with Krishna when your little baby is resting. And then you have time. So you spend time with Krishna. You can spend as much time as you want, but you cannot say, Krishna, you know, yesterday I spent 30 minutes with you, but today I have no time for you. I only have 5 minutes. No. When you commit yourself to spend time with Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that means you are spending time with Krishna. So spending time with Krishna means you have time to spend, which is called Leela. Which is called Leela. Or Leela means pastime. You are spending time that passes with Krishna. Pastime. Leela. Very, very wonderful thing. Very intimate and very close. So when you spend time with Krishna, then you have time. You possess time. But when you do not spend time with Krishna, time controls you. You do not have the commodity of time. You tell people, I have no time. Like that. So when you spend time with Krishna, then Krishna expands time into what is called eternality. It is not governed by day and night or 24 hours of day and night. No. It's not restricted to past, present, and future. It is in the ever-present,
in the feature of the eternality of time. This is a very wonderful experience. So make sure that from tomorrow, if you're spending 10 minutes with Krishna, it should be every day 10 minutes. And if you increase to 15 minutes by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you cannot come lesser. Because Krishna will be looking for you and you are ignoring him. That's not very nice. Is that okay? And then when you meet Krishna and you are looking for him, and Krishna says, oh, you're only coming to me when you need me. Then let me hide. Let me hide. And then in the last moment he appeared, oh, at last you have come. And then you know, no, I shouldn't leave Krishna. But you cannot do that at the expense of not being a good mother and a good wife. You cannot compromise your duty and responsibility as a mother and as a wife, because your husband is also a devotee of Krishna and your child is also a devotee of Krishna. So therefore you are serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees as a mother and as a wife. You cannot ignore or neglect your duties simultaneously. Is that all right for now? Thank you very much. Let's pass the microphone to the gentleman here.
That's fine.
Microphone is coming. Thank you for your enthusiasm. What's your name?
Namaste Prabhu, my name is Charan.
Your name is?
Raghavendra Charan.
Raghava.
Raghavendra.
Raghava.
Yeah.
You know Raghava?
Of course. He's my favorite too, so.
Who is he?
So,
who is Raghava?
Raghava is somebody in the lineage of Raghuvamsha. So we generally refer him to Ramchandra.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm learning from
So, my question is, when you have committed to chanting 8 rounds or 16 rounds, it often is difficult to, you know, spend some time with discourses and something like that, and chant separately on a day-to-day basis.
What's the difficult?
Just time constraints.
What's the difficult?
Favorite statement, I know, but...
What is the difficulty?
Don't think I can commit so much separately for like 2 hours for 16, less an hour for Bhagavatam lecture. So,
what is the difficulty? You have to answer my question. I'm appealing to you to answer my question. What is the difficulty?
Just the time? How much?
So, if you sit with me and you work out how you use your time, you will find there is no difficulty. The difficulty is that we are living on the mental platform. We are living on the mental platform. And this mental illness and mental disease can never be cured by any therapy or psychology or psychiatric. So you consider very carefully whether you are the mind, whether you are the intelligence, or whether you are this material body on the gross platform. You have to consider that carefully. But unfortunately, such consideration of feeling that I am not the mind, I am not the intelligence,
and neither am the gross body with its senses. Because when you leave this atmosphere of spirituality and step outside, you automatically, unknowingly, you will conform to the dictates of the mad mind, the bewildered intelligence, which puts you under the aspect of false ego, of thinking that I am the body and not the spirit soul. And not only will you conform, it is like a vacuum. You will be forced to conform. You will be forced. You will be sucked in like a vacuum. Without you wanting to be sucked in, you will be sucked in. But the onslaught of the materiality. So how to receive mercy and help of not to be sucked in despite of not being wanting to do so? How? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
We have to take help from above. I just mentioned that to our kind guests who have come for the first time today, that when you chant Hare Krishna, you live eternally in eternal time. But if you don't chant Hare Krishna, the commodity of time you will never ever possess, because you will say, I have no time. And it's true. Karosmi lokashayikri pravido. Then Krishna says that if you do not chant my holy name, I will come in the form of time and destroy everything. Destroy it. In other words, this is the fact that's happening right at this very moment. You're getting older, the body is getting older by every breath you breathe. Right? You're not going to last long in your job. You're not going to live eternally with your friends. You're not going to enjoy eternally with this mind and this blunt material senses. It's a fact. It has a beginning, it has some sense of being there, and it has an end. So why attach your time and energy to something that temporary when you are actually not temporary? You are eternal as the spirit soul in relation to the supreme spirit soul, Krishna. And it is a fact in the material world, it is a fact that everyone has no time. Because time is not your commodity, you do not possess it. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, when you chant Hare Krishna, time becomes your servant. You possess it. And when time becomes your servant, that is Krishna. See? For someone who is not practicing Krishna consciousness, who is not chanting Hare Krishna, for them, Krishna comes in the form of two things. Mechavaras. It comes in the form of death. And we are dying.
in the misidentification of the bodily conception of life every moment. Every moment we die in the misidentification of the bodily conception of life. That is for someone who is not connected to Krishna, the Supreme Eternal Personality of Godhead. But if someone is coming connected to Krishna, then it's the opposite, it's the other way around. For someone who's not connected to Krishna, Krishna comes as death. For someone who's connected to Krishna, death comes as Krishna. Death comes as Krishna. In fact, the devotee looks forward to meeting Krishna. Why do I have to still remain in this miserable material body, both gross and subtle? Let me get out of this as soon as possible, because I know Krishna will come and take me by the hand. And it's not like that philosophy where you know, some people believe they can become God, or some people believe they can become everything. So there's no one there for them at the time of death to receive them. And they don't know where they are going in the first place. It's like the unknown. So one has to be extremely fortunate when leaving this miserable material body to meet Krishna and receive. Krishna and Krishna receives you. Such a wonderful, secure feeling. Upon leaving this visible body, you are not alone. You are meeting Krishna and know again the experience of birth, old age, and disease and death. And what is birth, old age, disease and death? It means no time. Birth, old age, disease and death means you have no time. That is time. Birth, old age, disease, and death is kala. That is time. Because birth, old age, disease, and death, translated in a common way, is past, present, and future. Again, past, present, and future. And you have no control over it. You are just dragged from one material body into another, into one species into another. You're just dragged in the misidentification of the bodily conception of life. Until and unless we come to beg Krishna, please help us. We are mercilessly being thrown from one womb of different species to another womb. Mercilessly take us out of the womb of material nature through the chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I believe I have to stop some time. I don't know who's in charge. Oh, you're in charge. He's in charge. He's blessing us to try to serve you more. So he said we can take one more question. Let's ask someone who's...
You have the question.
No, he has the question. His hand is up. Anyone? It doesn't hand up. The kid can start. What's your name?
Chandra Devi Dasi.
Chandra?
Chandra Devi Dasi.
Chandranana. Got it right? Sorry. Chandranana. Can you see? Tell us.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Maharaj. I just had a question. You were mentioning about how the term prema is reserved only for Krishna, but I hear at the end of kirtan we hear Gaur Premanandi. So I was wondering if you could clarify my confusion.
That's a long story.
I gave a talk on Gaur Purnima about that in Houston. Takes a while. But in essence, it's like this. You see, when the sun manifests its rays, sun's rays, we cannot directly associate with the sun. From this vantage point of having this type of body on this earthly planet. But the sun mercifully extends its heat and light through its rays that touches this body, so the temperature is conducive for us to get some refreshing from the sun. And similarly, we cannot associate with fire. But fire gives heat and light, and the temperature is conducive for us to associate through the heat and light. So similarly, there's no way that you can experience musk, except through its fragrance that emanates from it. Smell, aroma. But the important point to note is that although the sun's rays come from the sun cannot experience its own rays. Although heat and light comes from fire, fire cannot experience heat and light. Although fragrance comes from musk, musk cannot smell its own fragrance. So in the same way, although Radha comes from Krishna, Krishna cannot experience Radha's love for him. So therefore, Radharani is composed of the nature of loving Krishna. She is a Krishna Prema personified. So therefore, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada used to say, in a sort of matter-of-fact way, but we cannot sort of attribute, we cannot attribute any mundane material experience to it. So therefore, the same examples again, that the sun emanates the sun's rays. So therefore the sun is one personality in two features. Sun and sun's rays. There's no question of heat and light without the presence of fire. And there's no question of experiencing the association of fire without heat and light. So similarly, Radha Krishna are one supreme soul in two forms. And they are not male and they are not female. So you cannot attribute girl and boy, male and female, material relationships or material experience to understand this fact. You have to take it out, you have to throw it out of the consciousness to actually know Radha Krishna. It is not relative on the basis of material experience between male and female. Like for example, from Gaurakshahi Vishnu's navel comes a lotus. And on that lotus, who is born?
Brahma.
So is Gaurakshahi Shri Krishna male or female? But in a relative material world, only a mother can give birth to a child. Yes or no?
Yes.
But this is Gabo Dakshini Vishnu. He is not male and not female. That is, relatively, we have to speak like that. We have to translate the scriptures like that Prabhupada had to do, because he had to make a point to communicate to the masses of people on the basis of their relative material experience. But it is not like that transcendentally, spiritually. So Radha Krishna are one supreme soul in two forms for the sake of pleasure, for the sake of rasa. And when there is two, Radha and Krishna, two, but one supreme soul in two features, in two forms. So when there is two like that, then Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, don't misunderstand it. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna feels, why is this girl so much in love with me? Prabhupada says, why is this girl so much in love with me? That's the first statement of Krishna. And when he asks this question, why is this girl so much in love with me? He asks this repeatedly in his own consciousness. Why? 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 Then I need to find out why. And the only way I can find out why is this girl so much in love with me, I have to see what makes me so attractive to her. And when he tries to search in his own way what makes me so attractive to her, when he tries to do that, he himself becomes bewildered by his own sweetness. And he cannot understand. And as Prabhupada gives the example, he was looking in this jeweled marble floor of lapis lazuli in Dwarka. Who is that person? But he's looking at his own form. Who is that person? We have a painting like that the BBT has done some years ago. Who's that person? He cannot believe that that is him so attractive. He's attracted by his own form, but he cannot enjoy that attraction to serving himself. He cannot. So the first desire, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, why is she so much in love with me? Her devotional service to me is unparalleled. Is unparalleled. So what is in me, the second feature, that makes her so attractive to me? And then the third desire comes. And I desire to feel how she feels. I desire to feel how Radharani feels when she serves me. I want that. So then, this makes a positive situation that Krishna prema, love for Krishna, is more powerful than Krishna himself. And that tells us that Srimati Radharani is more powerful than Krishna. Although she comes from Krishna, but she's more powerful than Krishna. And when Krishna feels this desire to experience Radharani's love for him,
him and her for the sake of communication, but it's just philosophy. It's much deeper than that in its realization and in its, you could say, revelation that descends into the consciousness of the devotee. So when Krishna feels that I want to feel how she feels, when Krishna feels that way, but he cannot, because the sun cannot experience rays. Well, it comes from the sun. Fire cannot experience heat and light, although it comes from fire. He cannot. So because he cannot experience Radharani's love for him, he becomes depressed. He becomes depressed. And in that deep depression of Krishna, he regrets. He regrets he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the perverted reflection of that in the material world, that those who are not God want to become God. But the originality of that desire is in Krishna. I am the Supreme Lord, but I do not want to be this. And why? And in his deep depression, he looks at Srimati Radharani and he says, she is enjoying more than me. In other words, I am meant to be the supreme enjoyer, but by her serving me, she is enjoying millions and millions and millions of times more than me. So I desire her position. I desire to be her, to become her. I desire that. So therefore, Srimati Radharani knows this desire of Krishna. Knows this desire. And she sees that he is depressed. And she knows that if she fulfills his desire, she will lose that which is a very existence. And the very existence is to serve Krishna in the highest features of devotion. And that's a very existence. And she knows the only person who can take away her love for Krishna is Krishna himself. And he desires that. He desires that. But she becomes very stubborn. And there's no, you could say, spoken exchanges amongst them. No. No spoken exchanges at all. And finally, in a way that appears Nara-lila, human-like, like that, you know, she says, my dear Shah, some problems there? And Krishna says, you know very well that everyone claims you're on the sense of Paramadevata. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya, he said, Krishna feels so sorrowful. It's like he has self-pity on himself. That I am meant, you know, my desires are fully fulfilled by everyone. Especially Srimati Radharani. But why doesn't she fulfill this desire? Why? So here is such an important point. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Famous Govinda Manipurusha Tama. And Ekam Ishwara Krishna Ara Sankirtan. In other words, there's so many statements that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So many statements. Krishna is the Bhagavan. So many statements are there
in Vedic religion, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But yet, she enjoys more than him by serving him. So therefore Krishna feels it's better to serve than to accept service as a service. And that too, we find difficult to do, to serve. So here the Supreme Lord wants to serve, because he realizes to accept service is more difficult. The person who's serving me is enjoying more than me enjoying the service of receiving it. Like that. So he becomes completely sorrowful and depressed. Like that. And she knows. Because Radharani doesn't need to be told by Krishna how to serve him. She doesn't need to be told. She knows everything. She knows exactly how to please him. Eternally, beyond past, present, and future, in the ever-present. She knows that. So she's asking this question. Some problem is there? And he becomes agitated. When one's desire is not fulfilled, one becomes agitated. One becomes angry. One becomes angry. So here, Krishna is dependent on Krishna prema. Krishna is dependent on Krishna prema. So Krishna prema is a form of Srimati Radharani. She is composed of the nature of loving Krishna. So Krishna is dependent on Krishna. This Abhijnana Swaraj personality of Satyam Paramdhimahi is the Supreme Absolute Truth, like that, and is fully cognizant and independent. And now he's dependent. He's dependent. Everyone in the creation, in the material universes, everyone spiritually in Goloka and Vaikuntha are dependent on Krishna. But here Krishna is dependent on Srimati Radharani. He is dependent on her mercy and compassion to fulfill his desire to experience her love for him. He is dependent. Until and unless she gives her mercy and compassion, her permission. And this is an important point in love. There's no question of force in love. It descends on one by its own mercy. You cannot do sadhana or chant a billion numbers of japa, of rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and try to achieve by your own efforts. No. Krishna prema descends by its own mercy. Of course, we should still practice, we should put in efforts, but at the same time, it descends by its own mercy. So Radharani knew. I will just cut it a little short, the exchanges. Radharani knew. Yeah. So immediately, she feels, if I give my love for Krishna, to Krishna, I will not have any love for Krishna. She feels that way. And without loving Krishna, I cannot exist. There's no reason to live. But this is what Krishna wants. He wants me to fulfill his desire of giving my love to him so that he can experience my love for him. This is what he wants. And she sees that Krishna is completely depressed. So she feels compassionate. And in terms of not language, in terms of consciousness, that Krishna feels Radharani's compassion and mercy upon him. And when he feels that, you wish not even, you could say an iota of a moment. He doesn't wish to enter. He immediately plunges Radharani's his love for him. And at that time, Radharani speaks of this. Aslasya vampada ratam pinas tumam agashana mamahatam kurutuva. In other words, she tells Krishna, you are planting my love for you. You are taking it away by, not by force, but you are so greedy. You're taking this love. And in doing so, adashana, I cannot see you anymore. No darshana. Adashana. And not only that, mama hatam. Hatam means you are taking the very life of my life. Hatam means actually to kill. There's no reason for me to live if I cannot serve you, if I cannot love you. So mama hatam karotuva. And not only that, by planting my love for me, for you, you are not sensitive about it. You are not, carefully doing it. You are embracing me roughly. You are embracing me roughly. You do not care for me anymore because you're taking my love away. Mama atam akarotuva. And now I know why you are doing this. Now I know why you're doing this. So she speaks as us, Aslasya Vapadarata Pinastamam Adarshanam. You are not there now. Mama Matam, you are killing me. Or you embrace me, love, Karotuva. And why is this? Yatha Tata Va Vidato Lampato. I know Lampata. Lampata means now it is proven that you are that greatest debauchee. Lampata means debauchee. Do not imitate Krishna. He is the original debauchee. Don't take his place. You will suffer. You will suffer like anything, life after life. Lampata. Lampata means Radharani saying, oh, I know what, he's taking my love away from for him to experience because he has somebody else that he loves. Lampata is a debauchee. He is not faithful to me. He is not loyal to me. He is not honest to me. He is a lampata. He is a debauchee. Now just see the test of her love. Okay, now I know who you are. You are a debauchee. But despite you being a debauchee, mat prana natastu sa eva napara. Although you are disloyal, you are unfaithful, and you are unchaste, that is why you are taking your love away, my love for you, away from me. Although you are that, but still, mat prana, still you are the very life of my life. This is love. Love means that even if you take my love away from me, for you, still I love you, even if there's no love. Still you are my very existence. You are my pranana. My pranana tasvasayavana prana. So Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in the final chapter of the Antilila, chapter 20, in the Sishastaka prayers, he notes that this verse which is the apex verse of the Shishastakam prayers, was originally spoken by Srimati Radharani and then later recorded as the apex verse by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, when Krishna planted all of the love from Srimati Radharani for him, from her, she feels, I have no love for Krishna. And because she has no love for Krishna, Adashna, where is Krishna? I have no love for him. Where is Krishna? And then Krishna has transformed into Gauranga. From Gaurangi to Gauranga. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Shabhama Sutta Devi Pranamami Hare Kriya. So he has become Gauranga. So therefore, no Krishna. Where is Krishna? And that depression or that sorrowfulness that Krishna was experiencing because his desire cannot be fulfilled has been transferred. Because now Krishna's desire is fulfilled. So that depression has been transferred and it entered Srimati Radharani. Because she feels, oh, I have no love for Krishna. She gets that sorrow and depressed state. So in that deep depressed state of feeling I have no love for Krishna, that is the highest feature of Krishna Prema. The highest feature of Krishna Prema is when you have something that is most valuable to you, but you give it to Krishna. And what is the most valuable thing that Radharani possesses? Krishna Prema. And compassionately she gives it to Krishna. That is the highest love. The highest love is when you have love for Krishna and Krishna comes and steals your love for him from you. Highest love. And then Srimati Radharani, she feels, I have no love for Krishna. I have no love for Krishna. And in that deep, depressed state, which Krishna contaminated her with from his consciousness, now he is happy as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He Krishna, she transforms into Gadada Pandit in the Panchatattva. So therefore, when we chant, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, then we can enter into Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So therefore, enthusiasm, sure. Therefore, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nayanam. With that two, they become one again. Then two, Radha Krishna become one in the form of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that external state of mercy, transcendentally, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes in the form of Gauri Thai to the world. Comes in the form of Gauri Thai to the world. In the form of chanting Hare Krishna and spreading Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now,
in your Sunday program. I'm begging your forgiveness for that. I'm not supposed to go so late. One should call it to the Buddha.
I must intervene in the Buddha.
Bhagavat Prasadam ki
jai.
Jai Go Premanand.
Hare
Krishna.